1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. It's your girl, Ebby J, coming at you. Welcome to the Ebby J Podcast. It's your girl, Ebby J, coming at you here with another fun-filled, unapologetic podcast. Wondering what we're talking about today? Stay tuned. More to come. It's your girl, Ebby J. It's your girl, Ebby J. What's going on, guys? It's your girl, Ebby J, coming at you with another episode of the Ebby J Show Podcast. As always, thanks for riding with me, being with me, hanging in there with me, and listening to this podcast. Your support is greatly appreciated. As you can hear, I am in the car. Yes, I am. I am in the car. I'm driving. Y'all, I can't sit there and wait for me to be hooked up to a microphone to record episodes. So we're just going to do this organically and do it where we do it and, you know, just make things happen. Because what I've realized is that if you wait for the right opportunity, if you wait for things to be perfect, if you wait for your setup to be perfect, you are not going to make things happen. And so with that being said, we're just going to do this podcast organically on the go while thoughts are in my head. Because if I wait until I get home and I settle down and I get baby girl settled down, I'm going to fall asleep like I've been doing for the past couple of weeks. And we can't be having that, because 2020 is about legacy building. It's about building the foundation. It's about creating and intentionally moving in a path where you are crafting your legacy. And that is what I'm all about in 2020. Legacy building. Because I have a little girl who is growing up in this cruel, hateful world. And I want to make sure that I have some foundation set for her. So the day that the Lord calls me home, she is straight and good to go. So it is all about legacy building. Plus, this is the year that I turn 40, guys. Oh my God. Your girl is gonna be 40 this year. So the year 2020 is when Ebby J joins the 40-40 club. And they say 40s are the new 30s, 30s are the new 20s, 20s are the new whatever. And this is real. This is true. This is fact, because the shift of the people in the age brackets are changing. So what we knew of when we grew up, when we were growing up, is different than what it is now. 50-year-olds are more in shape than 40-year-olds. I have some 50-year-olds who are more in shape than me. Okay? 40-year-olds are more in shape than 30-year-olds. Like, it's just shifting. It's shifting what 50 looks like, what 60 looks like, what 70 looks like, what 30 looks like. It's shifting. People can't even believe that I'm turning 40. And I'm like, really? I take it as a compliment. But I'm proud to say that I will be 40 in September, and people don't think I look a day over 30. So, thank you. I appreciate your love, your kind words. I really do. Anyway, let's talk about legacy building. What are we building? What are we building in 2020? Okay, so let's ask ourselves, what are we building in 2020? What are you, I, we, us, what are we building in 2020? What excuses are we going to let go of in 2020? You know, at the top of the year, I was on my Instagram and I saw that my favorite cycling teacher was back in Atlanta, Keith from KCX Fitness. Love him. Love Keith. Love his energy. He's the one that introduced me to cycling. And this is kind of like when I started Classy Fit Gals. So it was like right on time for me, because I started Classy Fit Gals as an accountability platform for myself, which at the end actually helped myself and a whole lot of other women with their fitness journey and accountability. So I went to the class. I went to the class and it was fantastic. I was so excited. And I didn't remember how much cycling hurt your behind. My goodness, was my bottom hurting because of the class. But you know what? I pushed through and I made it through. And it just gave me a reminder of how much I enjoyed working out. Now, the challenge is, because of my schedule, I can't work out in the morning. let's not do something at home. Now I could do something at home. We could just go old school with it. And the next challenge is not being able to work out after work because I have my daughter and I have to just do the whole mommy thing. But I realize is that my daughter is getting older. So she can actually come with me to classes, and we could just start a routine which incorporates my working out. One thing I appreciate about when my mom comes in town is that she always shows me something new. So this time in my mom visiting for Christmas, she showed me and taught me how to give Ari showers. So Ari's been having showers since my mom came to visit. Just love when my mom comes because she's always teaching me and showing me something new. Like, girl, you're not doing this, and girl, you're not doing that. I'm like, oh, yeah. I do have a big girl now. My baby is growing. She's not in diapers. She doesn't need to me to sit there and feed her anymore. So it's like now I could do things differently. Right? I can do things differently. So with that being said, now I'm trying to figure out what that is going to look like. I can no longer make the excuse of I had a baby. I'm going through a divorce. I just don't have the energy. I just bought my house, et cetera, et cetera. Like, the excuses are gone. So now it's more so, what is that new norm going to look like for me, right? And so that new norm is part of what is going to help build my foundation for my legacy for my daughter, right? Same thing with this podcast. You know, I'm like, if I sit here, this man is going to drive his bike with if I sit and wait for me to be sitting at a desk or in a studio setting to record, I'm never going to get any episodes out there. And so I'm like, okay, well, what do I need to do? Well, you just need to hook up your headphones. And if you feel inspired, if there's something that you want to talk about, plug yourself in, get to your voice memos, and hit the record button. Because, you know, you can always edit once I get to my computer or my, I could do it on my iPad as well, editing. So anyway, so it's just like legacy building, like eliminating excuses and actually building my legacy, creating the foundation for my legacy, and really moving in the direction of the next steps of my life. So it's kind of like once you accomplish one thing, now you're like, okay, what do I want to accomplish next? You get what I'm saying? So I just say all of that to say, you know, really think about what you want your legacy to look like. I remember when my cousin's wife died. It was like right after I got married, and she died 4 months later. And she did so much in the community. She was very active in her sorority. She was really well known in the educational field. And people just talked about her in such a beautiful way. And I'm like, man, she left a legacy. She left something for people to remember her by just because of who she was as a woman and who she was as just being who she is, her heart. And it was like she has a legacy. She has a daughter who will carry out her legacy, who will then have children, daughters who will carry out her legacy. But she created the foundation. She set the tone. She started the song. She started the orchestration of what her purpose in life is, and therefore creating her legacy. And that was like back in 2012, super inspired from that. I remember that happening. I remember it. I'm less like, man, I just remember how it felt for me just being present in the services and how people talked about her and what she did. for the community, what she did in the communities that she served in from an administrative standpoint. It was just amazing. And so that really hit home for me. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, legacy. And then what happens is life happens, because it does. And, you know, you get off track. But at the end of the day, 2020 is about that vision and focusing in on what you want your life to look like and what you want to leave behind and be remembered by. With that being said, man, let's hold each other accountable and really start moving in the direction of our legacy and the impact that we are going to have on the lives and the people that we are called and connected to. Now, let me clarify on that part before I end this podcast, okay? What I do may not have any weight or inspiration on those that I am associated with or connected to from a family or friend perspective, right? So you can't look for family and friends to support or anything that you're doing. Now, ideally, that's what you would want it to be, but don't weigh your success or your impact on what family and friends' reactions are to what you're going to do. You got to remember, these are the closest people to you. And if they're not moving in the same direction or they're not interested in what you do, don't look for them to support you in what you do. Like, I don't look for my family and friends to listen to my podcast anymore. I really don't. Because if they do, they do. If they don't, they don't. I'm not doing my podcast for them. I'm not doing my podcast for their validation, et cetera, et cetera. You know, if it doesn't interest them, then they won't listen, right? They won't subscribe. They won't tune in. It is what it is. So as you're building your legacy and you're really tapping into that thing or those things that you know that you're supposed to be doing, do not look for acceptance or validation, confirmation, or even hearing anything about what you're doing from people that are closest to you. All right. And that's just real talk. I just thought I should just throw that out there for you, because I don't want you to get discouraged. Some things you have to keep close to your heart. Just shut up and do it. Keep it quiet and just do the damn thing. And don't worry about what other people say or think or feel about it. Hell, they may never even acknowledge the fact that you're doing something. You know, don't let that be the deciding factor if you push forward or not. All right. So with that being said, let's focus. Let's grind. Let's get our things moving and shaking. Some of these podcasts, like I said, they'll sound like this because I'm on my AirPods. Some will sound really, really, really great because I'm on my mic. It just depends on what it is. Unfortunately, I can't hold my phone while I'm driving in Georgia because you'll get a ticket. So you have to be hands-free. So other than that, I would record directly into the phone, because this new iPhone, the microphone is great. So, you know, it is what it is. It's all about the content. It's all about the message. It's all about connecting, and it's all about consistency, and it's all about walking in purpose. All right. Happy 2020. Love you.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Be sure to connect with me on social media by finding me on Instagram at Lady Ebby J, spelled J-A-Y, and also on Facebook. Just search for The Ebby J Show. Also, check out my blog at www.theebbyjshow.com. Remember, you can also listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many other podcast platforms. Until next time, remember to feel your beauty and own it.